Blog Talk Radio.
Take you home, girl, somebody. What's up, everybody? It's Lyric, and you're listening to Queenship Radio. Sorry about that musical malfunction real quick. Anyways, I have a co-host today that is not a girl, not a lesbian. I got my very good friend Royalty on the line with me. He will be helping me to co-host and have some different viewpoints. I know we always have, like, just lesbians on the show, but I do have a wide range of callers and listeners, so I thought it'd be cool to get a dude up in here. What's good, Royalty? Introduce yourself.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Yeah, never done this before, so this should be fun. Let's start with this, whatever.
Right, and ladies, his name on IMVU is 80 Proof. That's the number 880. Well, not 880, 80. 80 and Proof. How you spell Proof? That's us. But yes, we up here today, and we have gathered some topics from my listening community, and someone suggested that we talk about threesomes in relationships. Yay, threesomes! How exciting! I love having sexual related topics because I'm just always horny and fun. But have you ever had a threesome, Rosie, while you were in a relationship, like with your partner?
Not while I was in a relationship. No, that always seemed like a bad idea for me. But, you know, because a lot of jealousy and a bunch of stuff I really didn't want to deal with. But outside of that, oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, of course, outside of it. I've always fantasized about having a threesome in a relationship, and there was only one person who was down for it, and we were looking for a bitch, but she had to be, like, we had so many qualifications that she had to, like, have. She had to be from a certain area. She had to be of a certain geographic. Like, it was just crazy. We just ended up.
See, that's too much.
But that's, like, I feel like it has to be like that in order for it to be successful and for us to still be secure in our relationship. But everyone else is just really whack about it. Like, nobody wants to share. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'm into shit like that. I feel like I want to, like, explore my horizons, and if I'm going to, I'd rather do it with my partner than to do it on my own, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you've got to be careful because a lot of folks do have an insecurity with them. They really have no disposition to be doing that in the first place, you know? So you got to be careful with that. But anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, you got to be careful with threesomes in so many aspects because you got to be careful about STDs. Like, well, that's another thing that we would have required, like, papers. Like, I want to see your state ID. I want to match this shit up with your paperwork, with your fucking blood work, with the dates. Like, I just want to make sure that you're clean. Like, not that we still wouldn't use protection. We would even still then use protection, but just in case a condom breaks, just in case a vessel dam breaks, just in case you fit in the wrong mucous membrane. Like, you just never know. So we have so many requirements, but I'm down with it. Like, I like some people, some of my listeners, if you're listening and you have an opinion about this topic, you know, if you've had a threesome in your relationship or you aspire to, whatever, give us a call. Let's talk about it at 713-955-0347. Also, if you're too shy to call in, we have two chat rooms open. I'm sitting here in Dopest Lesbians, as always, by Queenship. You can come in. Tell me your thoughts. You can inbox me, tell me your thoughts, or you can click the link in my IG bio, queenship.vu, and come into that chat room and tell us your story or give us a shout-out, whatever. If you're looking for somebody to have a threesome with, who knows? Maybe you guys can come into Dopest Lesbians and meet up, and then you can fulfill that fantasy of having a threesome. Like, let's get it. Who knows?
Oh, can I watch? I'm sorry. My bad. The straight male thing just kicked in. My bad. Anyway,
Oh, someone is hitting me up. Oh, it's my boo. Anyways, on to the next. I want to just give a shout out real quick, yo, to my brother, Shad, who's always fucking listening. I want to give a shout out to this beautiful lady, Radiant, who I met actually in Royce's room. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Swagbite22. And, of course, a shout-out to all my co-hosts. You're so fucking dope for doing this with me, short notice. Like, you're the bomb. And so I want to give a shout-out to all these guests who are here in the chat room. I don't know who you are, but shout-out to, for sure, JTV. Shout-out to guests 1359, 1366, and 1370. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And, again, the number to call is 713-955-0347. Hit us up. Like, don't leave us dry here. Talking back and forth to one another. If you got something to say, like, say it. Don't be scared. Also, the person who suggested the threesome topic also said that we should talk about a hall pass. And for those of you who don't know what a hall pass means in a relationship, it's basically giving your partner a pass to do whatever the fuck they want with whomever the fuck they want for one night. I know a lot of people who have been married for 20 plus years do this in their relationship, and it has worked out for them. I don't know of any people who it hasn't worked out for, and I honestly don't know these people personally, but I have researched it in the past. So there's, like, testimonials and stuff about how it works in their relationship. Basically, I wish I had a hall pass in my past relationships. Like, sometimes I would just look at a bitch and be like, oh, my God, I wonder what her pussy tastes like. You don't have you ever done that in a relationship, Rosie?
Wait, you worse than that. You worse than guys. Ain't that funny?
Have you never really for real?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like, I've never done it just because, I don't know, call me playing it safe and whatnot, but I never knew how that conversation would go. Like, I can't just bring it up and be like, hey, babe, I need a Paul pass for this weekend. Like, what? Like, how do you think that conversation is going to go, for real? So I haven't been aware of the luxury of having that situation presented to me, unfortunately. So kudos to you that you have, maybe, or whoever the hell makes it work.
Right. Well, we do have a caller. Let's see what their opinion on this topic is. I'm going to answer this call. Area code is 443. You're on the line, or you're well on the line. You hung up or something. And it wasn't you. It was someone else from that area code. So call her from that area code. I don't know what happened. You got disconnected. Give us a call.
Radiant.
I think it was, you said it was Radiant. Well, call back, boo, call back. Like, let's do this. We in here. For those of you who are just started listening in, I know we got a few new listeners right now. We are talking about threesomes in a relationship and hall passes in a relationship. Do's or don'ts. Will you or won't you? People really know my stance on it. I fucking want to have a threesome if I'm in a committed relationship, and I feel like we're trying to get it in. Like, let's get it in. Like, let's just go. Like, let's fuck this bitch together. Like, let me make you make her feel dirty. If that makes sense. I don't know. Who the fuck is this person? Welcome to Toot Lag, Lage. I don't know. Someone just came in and they're talking. But, yeah, I'm going to really need y'all to call in. Also, oh, my God, I want to bring this up because I fucking saw this today on Instagram, and it got me a little irritated. Someone had put up a post, and they were, like, actually reposted it and was like, I need some opinions on this because I feel some type of way. They put up a post and was like, females that post this kind of thing on social media disgust me, mood, or missing this. And it has a picture basically of a bitch getting her back, you know, pounded out. And they go on to say, you're the true definition of a thought in our generation. Social media shouldn't know when you're horny. Be a lady and respect yourself. Then you wonder why 13 people end up in your inbox. Truth. Delete me if you feel offended. Now, I wasn't offended, but I definitely can relate to the said thoughts. Like, I guess I'm a fucking thought because if I'm feeling some type of way, especially on my IMDU IG. Now, this is something that I have never done with my real-life social media. But when it comes to IMVU, if I'm feeling some type of way or if I see a picture that says mood and has a bitch getting her pussy eaten or her getting her back banged out and that's my mood, of course I repost that shit. If that's how I'm feeling, like, it is what it is. Like, first of all, it's just IMVU. Don't get your fucking panties in a bunch. Second of all, I feel like in 2016, I shouldn't have to feel oppressed, like, as a woman. Like, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. I'm fucking open with my sexuality. And if I'm horny, I'm horny. Who gives a fuck? Like, why do I have to keep that shit behind closed doors? It's just like the whole taboo shit with having your period. Like, if I got my period, bitch, I got my period. I'm not going to be, like, all timid about it. Like, it's a natural thing that occurs. Being horny, having sex is a natural thing that occurs. Why do we have to be so behind closed doors with it? But when niggas post shit like that, are they thoughts just because that's their mood? Like, are they seen to be of less than a man because they post that shit on social media about how they're feeling about their penis? No, they don't. So why is that wrong for me to do? Like, I don't get it. Chirping. I hear birds. Hello?
Wow. Yeah, no, we good. We're good.
Now, it's funny that you say that because I'm kind of, sort of, on the opposite side of the spectrum about it. But then again, I'm also a lot more of a private person than you are, too, you know?
Because certain people just do that on a regular basis where it's more or less like, oh, my God, this is every 5 minutes. We're over here looking at you like, why? Why do you have to let us know that you're horny, that you need some dick, like, every 5 minutes? You got these thirsty niggas that are over here trying to get up in your inbox, and you be talking about some, oh, I don't see why people keep on hitting me up for yada, 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 and it's just kind of like a continuous stupid cycle that just ain't always broken when it could be avoided, you know? So that's just my take on it.
I guess I'm just whack as fuck because I post that shit maybe once a week, like, whenever I come across a picture, and I'll be like, ooh, that's, yeah, I want that. I can use that. And nobody hits me up. Nobody's in my inbox blowing my shit up. But again, it's like the people that you know and the people that you allow to follow you. It's not an open invitation for you to come and hit me up. It's not that I'm saying my mood is this and I want you to fulfill it. I'm just saying, like, this is my mood. Because if I'm feeling like that about a particular person, oh, they're going to get that DM, like, what's really good. If I'm feeling a particular way about a particular person, my nigga, I'm going to hit you up and you're going to know about it and you're going to be the only one that knows about it. But if I'm not getting it in, for real, then yeah, I might post something like that a time or two throughout the month, like, whatever. But who cares? Like, that shit, I feel like it's just ignorant. People are a little bit closed-minded and they expect women to just be a certain type of way. And it's like, I don't know, it's I don't like feeling like I can't be who I want to be because people are so judgmental and they just have their own view of shit. Like, whatever, have your fucking views, suck my dick. Next. Oh, we have a caller. I'm sorry, baby girl. Like, I'm dead ass about to pick up this call right now. We are about to pick up. What?
Well, I was going to say, while I agree with you, it's all contextual. That's all it is. It depends on the person, how often they do it, and the severity of, like, how thirsty they really are for real, you know what I'm saying? That's
right.
All it is.
Definitely. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and answer this call. Caller 443, you are on the line with Poppington.
Hello.
Hello, darling. What's your name?
Hi. Raven.
Nice to meet you. What are your views on these topics?
Well, for the threesome, I think to do that, you have to be safe. As far as the posting things, I don't personally post how I feel sexually. If I feel that way, I'm more discreet with it. But that's only because I used to do it when I was younger. But now that I'm older, I don't really post too much about, like, what mood I'm in, how do I want it. Of course, I like pictures if I feel like that pertains to me. But I don't really post a whole lot of anything that, like, relationship-wise or anything that makes people think that I'm – I don't post anything about my sexuality, my finances, or my relationship on social media, honestly.
Right.
I mean, that's,
and that's
me. I'm very discreet when it comes to that. I learned my lesson.
Right. I feel you. And see, I'm not discreet, but you don't seem like the type of person that just because you're discreet, you're going to go and judge someone based upon, like, what they decide to post and what they do. And that's where my issue lies with the people that have a problem with it and want to, like, bash other people for being them, you know?
Right. I mean, that's, and I do like the pictures that people post. And I don't, like, I don't judge them based on what they put. The only thing that annoys me is when someone puts things, how they feel. Like, every time they're in a relationship, they have problems, they post it. That annoys me. But as far as, like, expressing yourself sexually, I don't, I mean, to each their own. You're saying something that I want to say, I just choose not to.
Right. I feel it. And what about the whole past situation? Like, can you elaborate on, like, have you ever given a partner a whole pass or thought about or ever wanted one for yourself?
No, I've never given a whole pass to anyone. I've never wanted a whole pass. I don't know. I'm not married, so I can't really say that I would do that. I don't think I would, but I'm not completely against it. Just like I'm not completely against threesomes, but I'm not going to say I would do it. It's just, I guess, certain points of your relationship, you have to think about certain things like that. But right now, no, because I'm jealous.
Yeah. I feel you. I get jealous, too. I think in the only instance that I would give out a whole pass in just, like, a relationship or a marriage is, first of all, if we've been together for a super long time and things start to get boring and I want to spice it up, and if we can both have one, because I notice in a lot of heterosexual relationships, the whole pass has been given to the male and only the male because the woman is, like, always satiated enough, or she's just like, I'm good, I don't need to, but if my husband wants this, then I'll allow him to do that. And it's like,
right.
What about you, boo? I mean, in lesbian relationship, I feel like if we have a hall pass, it could be like a shared hall pass, and then we can go back to that whole threesome thing and just have a threesome, because it's not like we like different things. I mean, as far as, like, the anatomy of a woman, we might like different types of women, but we could settle on a chick that we could smash together and just handle that hall pass all in one night.
Well, I mean, I guess this is different because I'm straight. So I guess it's different when it comes to different relationships. And it really just doesn't matter because that is something that requires a lot of trust. Because if I'm saying let's have a threesome and the chick is beautiful and I'm just like, what? Like, no, like, never mind, let's not do this. Because, you know, you're going to think, like, okay, now what if she's, more, you know, doing more than I am, but you don't want them to touch them. Like,
hey.
You know, that goes exactly what I was saying, where I was like, I thought about it. Like, in a relationship, I'm kind of like, I would be nice as shit. It'd be fine as fuck to have a chick that I could fuck with my girl. That'd be nice as shit. But I'm over here like, what if I'm getting it in and I'm beating her back out better than, you know, better than beat my girl? I'm thinking, like, you're like Halle Berry and shit. And, like,
well,
she's enjoying it too much. My girl's like, hold on, nigga, you'll never do me like that.
It's not only about trust for me. It would be about, like, self-esteem. Like, you have to be confident enough in yourself. And I think that me, the type of woman that I am, like, I'm so secure. And the type of freak that I am, if my chick or my girl, whoever, my significant other was pounding out the next bitch and, like, just giving, like, I would, that shit would turn me on. Like, I would be like, yes, daddy, get it. Like, I wouldn't mind. And if my partner was experiencing something new with that woman, I would enjoy that, too, because if she's giving you something that I can't give you, yes, enjoy that shit, because it'll probably be the last time.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, then what if, you know, you do it, and then down the line, it becomes an annoying remember when. Like, you know, like that reminiscing, like, remember when
right.
we had a threesome and I fucked it. Like, all right, you said it once, nigga. Now, you're not going to talk about it again. Like, leave that shit. Did that. You know, it's going to become annoying. Then you're going to be like, I should have never did this shit.
For me,
but
like,
you know
if they keep bringing it up. I'm sorry, go ahead, what was the theme?
Yeah, I was going to say that you got to be careful, though, because the hall pass shit ain't for everybody. It's just not, because think about
right.
it like this. You got some niggas that'll go out, have one hall pass, next thing you know, these niggas are making weekly trips out of town just to be fucking bitches left and right and have a hall
well,
pass. You know what
I
mean?
That's, I mean,
and that's,
well,
what, that's the thing that you got to...
comes in. That's not a hall pass. A hall pass...
I mean, that's not like an open
much.
Relationship, yeah, but...
It's not.
Yeah,
a hall pass is too much. You're telling your significant other, hey... I know that this has happened. We've been doing this. I'm pregnant. I can't have sex with you. Whatever. Here's a hall pass. You have one day. You can fuck one person. That's not to say that you have to. You can continue to fuck that person. No strings attached. Here's the pass. But it's not something. I mean, nowadays everybody has five chicks, five niggas. So I mean, a hall pass really doesn't exist in this world right now. But it does
right.
exist in like certain marriages that. Longevity and a lot of marriages. Instead of you cheating on me, just tell me, and then I'll
right.
be happy to give you that pass. But I mean, that comes with. I mean, I'd rather give him a hall pass than to find out that he has a side chick or somebody that he's running to, or that he had a one night stand. At least I said you can do it.
And I totally agree, Mama. And I appreciate you so much for calling. But we do have another caller, and we only got about 8 minutes
okay.
left in this show. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your support and listening in, and I hope to hear from you again. And caller 832, you're on the line. Say hello.
Hello. This is Teddy. Can you hear me good?
Hey, Teddy Boo. Yes, I hear you.
Hey.
How you
okay.
doing?
I'm good. I'm real good. The only reason I called in was to talk about this pass. I got one thing to say about this pass. I wish my woman would ask me for a pass. The only pass she getting, she could pass right by the toe. That's all she can do. That's all she can do. We ain't having no passes, nothing, none of that. I really had to get that off my chest. I wish she would ask me for a pass.
Ooh,
baby, if you want a pass,
you want the pass,
you can make a pass.
Daddy, what if you wanted a pass?
What'd you say?
What if you wanted a pass?
It ain't happening. If I want a pass, it's going to be for a reason. If we can't work that out to what a point I don't need to be asking for no passes, then we don't need to be together, baby.
Okay, I hear you talking. Well, Teddy said it. She ain't having that ass shit. So, Teddy's girl, you hear. Matter of fact, I know your girl's name. I think I thought I did. What's her name? Damn. I've been talking shit. I've seen one day. I'm gonna shout her out real quick. Was it pause? You deleted it? What the fuck? Well, I don't know her name, but Teddy's girl, no pass for you, mama. So I hope you know you doing what you gotta do to keep that shit right, but we'll keep it tight. Well, thank you, Teddy Bear, Teddy Graham, for calling in. Much love as always. Keep listening, keep supporting me, and as
you.
Always, have a good one, boo.
All right,
so that was fun. Teddy is not she's not fucking with that passion. Like, no way, Jose. Real quick, let me go through my shout-outs. Another shout-out to my bro, Shad. Shout-out to, I keep saying Radiant, but she, like, pronounces so different. How do y'all pronounce her name?
Call her Raven.
Okay, shout-out to my nigga Swag. Shout-out to you, Royalty. Shout-out to my poppy. Like, I'm not saying no names, but she's listening, and she's toasted orbs, so shout-out to you. Anyway, shout-out to everybody else that's listening. all these guests in this fucking chat room. Thank you guys for, like, all your support and always listening. If you didn't already know, like, you can follow me on blogtalkradio.com under my show name, which is Queenship Radio, and you can have access to my older episodes. I also have another Blog Talk Radio channel that I don't use as much, but it's Dope Dynamic. I have Dope Dynamic 1 and 2, where I have, like, tons and tons of shows that you can listen to. If you get bored, whatever. Like, I've been doing this shit for years, so it'd be going down. Like, most of the time when I do a show, I'm drunk, so it'll just be, like, mad funny, to be honest. TBH, but we got 4 minutes left in this show, so is there anything you want to say, where we see any shout-outs you want to give, any hoes you want to, like, hit up or anything?
No, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, play shit, you got to keep, you know, got to keep them, you know, kind of on hush, you know, be calling people out and shit, so if there's anybody, they do know who they are, if there's anybody, you know, I'm not saying there is or not, but shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Not like 20 in 2016, like, y'all don't want to have threesomes, y'all don't want to give and take passes, like, I'm trying to take all the leeway I could get in these relationships, to be honest, because you should just be whack, you should just be whack, and it's like, I don't know, nobody's perfect, people cheat, if there's going to be a way around it, like, let's get around it, but I don't know, everybody's different, everybody's entitled to their opinion, whatever makes you comfortable in your relationship is exactly what you should do. But I feel like if you're the type of person that's open to those types of things, like the things that I'm open to, I definitely need to be with someone that's open to those things too, because if not, it's just going to cause conflict in your relationship, which it has caused conflict in past relationships. Like, you just have to be on the same page. You have to be with the right person. And if you are, then those things will work. And if you aren't, then they won't, you know?
I mean, you know, honestly, even if you're not on the same page, just being open-minded is good enough, because honestly, y'all can run across some shit that neither of y'all would have thought you would be fucking with, but next thing you know, that's the best thing in the world, and it's like, oh, shit, we found this shit together. Who would have guessed? As opposed
right.
to being in your own little box, you know what I'm saying, where you go over here like, oh, well, I only like this. I only like my steak medium rare. What? Nigga, eat your shit well done real quick. And maybe you might like something else. You might find out you like chicken too while you're at it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, just random shit like that. So it's just all about being just accepting, open-minded, and just to whatever. Because that's why, you know, you can fuck with people. But, you know, that's just my stance on that shit.
True, true. I agree with that. I guess definitely being open-minded will help. Should help. Could help. So we got 2 minutes left. PDH, I appreciate you, my nigga. Like, as soon as you get back, hit me up and all of that. I'm about to play them out with a song. I don't know. Pick a name. Should I play Endorse These Bitches or Pussy?
You know, you act like I have options here.
Just tell me which one.
You know what? Whatever the second one was. I heard Pussy. I like
Pussy.
All
right, y'all, we are going to take y'all out with this song, Pussy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, it's your host, Lyric, and your other host, your co-host, Royalty, signing out for the day. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for future shows. And have a good day. Keep it tight. Keep it right. Later, guys.
Uh-huh.
I played the wrong fucking song. Uh-huh. I'm over this shit. Fuck it. Okay, there we go.
Beat pussy, so fresh and so clean, I got that in CD. My pussy good. me from your crew, pussy. Pussy, snap back. Feel like it's brand new, pussy. Fuck that other pussy. Cause this gotcha hook, pussy. 1 minute, man. I wish a nigga would, pussy. Can't leave the pussy. He'll follow me to the moon, pussy. Serve it to your nine. You can eat it with a spoon, pussy. Got that good, good. Gotcha calling out the work, pussy. Fuck you like I'm hooded on a dick. And twerk, pussy. Wrap around the dick. Said it fit just right, pussy. Make you come once, twice, maybe even thrice, pussy. Got that pretty pussy. Got that exotic pussy. And you know the kind that make you shoot off like a rocket. My pussy good, pussy sweet. For dinner, pussy. Got that dick, pussy. Turn a saint into a sinner, pussy. I got that, pussy. Platinum plaque, pussy. Put it in the Hall of Fame. I got that classic, pussy. I got that boss, pussy. That shot caller, pussy. When we fuck, it feel like you ain't got no problems, pussy. Always on your mind, pussy. Fucking up your grind, pussy. Call it Cadillac, cause you love the way you ride, pussy. Like how it's hitting, pussy. That finger licking, pussy. I'm back in town, I got that kissing where you miss it, pussy. I got that choker, pussy. I got